This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sinning. Right here with the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be truly part of the conversation. Because you know what? I want you to be informed. Because once you're informed, everything comes together. At least I hope it does. Unlike some people who are totally uninformed. You know, somehow, the press secretary for the White House, Jean-Pierre, she went back and forth with a reporter today. And you can't get any more. I mean, seriously, she cannot stand the reporter. And she's refused to call on this person for, you ready for this? 2 years now. Take a listen. Maybe, if it works the first time.
Sorry, I'm going to
You haven't called on me in 2 seasons, Karine.
And not calling on you today. Go ahead.
Right. Go ahead, you should be ashamed
go
of
ahead.
That.
Go ahead.
That
go ahead.
Disrespect to a free and independent
go ahead.
Media's platform.
I'm going
to
quote.
One of our country's largest and most widely read newspapers, Karine. That shows contempt for a free and independent press.
Go ahead. I'm calling on somebody who I haven't called in a long time as well. Go ahead. Sorry, I'm going
you haven't called on me in 2 seasons.
Oh, I mean, it's perfect. And I say it's perfect because it's exactly how this team operates, or this group operates, right? I mean, really what they should do is they really should not go someday and kind of make up their own thing. I'm not joking to you. Do something to where, you know, where they all truly stand in solidarity, because there's no way they all believe in free press. It's impossible. If they believed in free press, they would be screaming at her when she called on another reporter. They would just hand it over to him, you know, hand their question time over to this reporter that never gets called on. Don't you think? At least I think they should. They would make it hurt. Make it show, if you truly care, show what a hypocrite she actually is. Right? I mean, you got to think about this. She's there to answer questions. She's there to make sure all, you know, all press have a well, this is what she's supposed to be doing. That all the press have access to asking questions. Yet, only certain people can, right? This is just amazing to me. Only certain people can. And the White House came out with a statement earlier today. They claimed the $6 billion to Iran absolutely not related to exactly the $6 billion worth of rockets being fired into Israel. Actually, give or take. Right, and this was the same, these were the same people in the White House telling us that, you know, Iran wasn't enriching uranium. to the point we were told they were. And what do we find out? Well, actually, yes, they are. Seriously. I would love to know. You know, they kept calling. This is exactly what we've heard over and over and over again. They constantly accuse other people of what they themselves are doing. But they've always been corrupt. This goes all the way back to Obama with this kind of stuff. This stuff in particular. Right? So just, again, it's just amazing to me. So what you're hearing now out of from Palestinian sympathizers, hundreds of thousands of Palestinians have been killed, violently displaced, and forced to live under the occupation of Israel. Yeah, that's it. I mean, seriously. But when you really sit down and you know the actual story, you know what actually took place, then there's nothing they can do about it. They can't refute it when you actually go into history and show them where they're wrong. And you should be doing that. Don't let them get away with spewing a narrative that you know is not true. And there's no way you're going to get me to believe some of you, with the way you write me and the things you write to me, that there's no way that you don't know that these things aren't true. Do you know what the truth is behind some of these stories? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. No, I'm not going to do a feel-good story. Leave me alone. I'll do that later on, maybe later on the show. All right. Well, parents, they call them dove parents. Anybody know what that is? With BLM activists accused of wrongly getting white students expelled to promote what? What is it? Fat liberation, right. The beauty giant Dove is partnered with the Black Lives Matter activists to promote fat liberation. After she was accused of wrongfully getting a white student expelled from her university over a misheard remark. Zana Bryant, who is a community organizer and student activist studying at the University of Virginia, she made the announcement that she was a Dove ambassador on her first Instagram page. Sometime in August, as she spoke about her goal of ending the stigma of being overweight, my belief is that we should be centering the voices and experiences of the most marginalized people. Well, which is it? Is it people of color? Is it people in the LGBTQ community? Is it fat people? Who are the most marginalized? They keep changing it on me. I can't keep up. Brock Lori joins me right after the break. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-855. 732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, you know, or there's a live chat room you can hop onto at joemessina.com, joemessina.com. Here's a man that I always love having on with me. Time goes too fast when I have him. Author and attorney Barak Lurie joins me, and we're going to discuss the recent events here in Israel. And I'd like to get you know your take, Barak, on the play that Iran took in this. And was China involved? I mean, there had to be more than one group, one country involved in this. But first, thanks for being here.
Joe, thanks for having me on this. It's always a pleasure to hang out with you.
The Iranian situation is clear to me. At some point, you have to realize that they're getting help from somewhere else. This is the first time that Hamas has effectuated such an elaborate, operation, a very evil one, a diabolically evil one, but nevertheless extremely sophisticated. And it's clear they had help. It's a little bit like, you see little Johnny, and he's always getting C's in his tests, and suddenly he's getting A pluses all the time. You have to raise an eyebrow or two and think, okay, so what's up with this? What changed?
Yep.
And what changed here is that Iran was very involved and helped them here. This is, and we now know that they were planning this for at least a year and probably two. So.
Wow.
Very sophisticated, very diabolically so, and a whole bunch of different factors came into play.
So just after the election, these guys went, oh, great, he's not back in, let's start planning.
Right.
And maybe I'm wrong, Brock, tell me, but this would not have happened. Ukraine would not have happened. Taiwan wouldn't be, at DEFCON 5 if Donald Trump was still president.
Well, yeah. Ukraine wouldn't have happened. Afghanistan, the pullout wouldn't have happened. And, of course, this Hamas war would not have happened. And none of these things would have happened. And the immigration crisis and all the conflicts that we're about to see in the future. Look, Biden has more than a year left on his presidency. And so there's plenty of room and time for mischief. And I think there might be, sadly, a very strong chance of China taking an opportunity here and going in after Taiwan because, why not? They must feel like the looters, all these looters in Los Angeles and all the big cities saying, hey, everyone else is looting, I should loot too. it's got to be the same thing.
I know.
So China's going to be doing something too. But anyway, we're here with Hamas and Israel and the situation there. I will say that, look, I wish this had never happened. It feels so gut-wrenching. It's like such a punch to the stomach, what happened. But there's good news in a sense, and here it is. There's never been a time that Israel has had a major war that has not come out on top.
Oh, yeah.
They've always been defensive in the war. They always had to react. But they've always ended up on top and in a much better position than they were before.
And no, then they give it back. Wait a minute, Brock. Then they give it back. Then they give
it
back.
That's not quite so. We'll get into that in a moment.
Okay.
But
all right.
It's not quite so. Because you're talking about Gaza, of course. And I'll give you another example. Southern Lebanon, they also gave back. So every time they give up land, it ends up backfiring on them. Whenever they fight assertively, then they gain land and they gain a better position. And that's, ultimately the lesson here is to be assertive and to take your right of way, as it were. So I think Israel's going to be that. It happened in the Independence War when Israel accepted the terms that the UN proffered, which would have been just devastating for Israel, but they still accepted. The Jews accepted Israel. It was like, I don't know if you know this, but the UN mandate was that wherever the Jews are in what was once British-occupied Palestine, it's called British Mandate Palestine, wherever the Jews are, that's what Israel will be. Wherever the Arabs are, well, that's what Palestine will be. So they actually had the opportunity to have a Palestine back then. They said no, and all these countries launched into Israel trying to destroy it. And in the process, Israel was able to flesh out all these other areas so that there wasn't that kind of Swiss cheese sort of look. So Israel was very strong shortly after the Independence War, but not strong enough. And then 19 years later, the Arabs tried to do exactly the same thing with more countries in the Six-Day War. And Israel, of course, won that war. And within 6 days, Israel's size, increased by three times what it was before, including the Golan Heights.
I got a sizable bet on the 10-Day War this time around, Max.
That's right. God willing, that would be wonderful. They got the Golan Heights, which you heard about, to protect themselves against Syria. They got the West Bank, what became known as the West Bank. It was Jordan. People don't know that. It's the West Bank of Jordan.
Yep.
And Jordan said, you don't need to give it back to us. These people are your problem now. So we ended up being there. It's not occupation. It's disputed land at best. And that's what happened there. And then you also have Gaza, of course. That was taken from Egypt. And Egypt likewise said, we don't want Gaza. You know, you can take it. It'll be your problem.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, you deal with them.
That's right. And we also took all of the, I say we because I'm Israeli, we also took all of the Sinai Peninsula. It's an amazing thing. So then we slowly gave it back in exchange with, you know, peace with Egypt. The Sinai Peninsula, that was smart. We knew right away that we were going to give it back, but nevertheless, it was a brilliant maneuver. And then the October, what the Arabs call the October War, what we call the Yom Kippur War, again, they tried to annihilate Israel. But again, Israel ended up being in such a strong position that we actually gained a little bit more land. And people don't know this, but Ariel Sharon, the general, at the end, the beginning of the war was terrible. It was Israel was really on the defensive. People thought Israel would be no more. But at the end of the war, which was only two or so months later, Ariel Sharon had surrounded the entire Egyptian army in Cairo. And Israel is ready to occupy Egypt.
But Barack, wait a minute. I'm not afraid to go down this road. I mean, from a biblical standpoint, I mean,
yeah.
they will always be a force to reckon with because God said, you know, he would protect them. And so for these people who also claim to be spiritual, biblical, whatever, you know, to think that they can go in there and wipe these people out, they're out of their minds. They're committing suicide. Are they not?
They are. And it's a very interesting phenomenon, what they must be thinking. But look, Israel seems to win when Israel is always on God's side. Yep. And it's not that God should be on our side, but we should be on God's side, right?
Very well played.
When Israel, I wish I thought about it.
You know what this means. We have a commercial coming up because we both believe in capitalism. I want you to finish that thought when we come back. Joe Messina, your host, Uncle Farr, a lot more with Barack Lori when we return.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. The number of Americans killed in the conflict between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas is steadily increasing. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby.
We're obviously doing everything we can to support families. Now, sadly, five more families have now gotten the worst possible news.
27 Americans have lost their lives, while 14 are still unaccounted for. There is concern that a small number of Americans may be held hostage by Hamas. The European Union has issued warnings to Meta and X regarding the dissemination of what it deems as disinformation following the Hamas attack on Israel. A student at Sparrows Point High School in Baltimore County, Maryland, was apprehended Monday following the discovery of a loaded handgun. Subsequently, officers located the loaded firearm, apprehended the student. The student was taken into custody. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Xing or something, whatever it's being called now. Always appreciate the time. You think maybe Elon Musk went to the X so he could be inclusive? No, I don't think so. Anyway, great to have Barack Lurie with me. I always appreciate his time. When I could get him on the show, he's a very busy man. And we're talking about the events going on in Israel and who played a part in this. And I don't know, Barack. I got a 10-day bet on this thing. I better be right.
You know, I hope you are right, but we'll see how it plays out. I'd love to talk a little bit more about, you know, how Israel always comes up on top.
Oh, yeah. Please do. Finish your thought.
We were talking about the next war after the Six-Day War was the Yom Kippur War. And, again, that, you know, Israel came on top, like I said, about that. And not only did it gain a little bit more land, it also was able to improve its army because of the deficiencies in the attack and the surprise. And Israel came to learn that they could not be complacent, and the whole army changed as a result, became much more strong. Now, here we are, the next time that Israel declares war, some 50 years later. And it's a, you know, ever since 1973, there have been little incursions here and there, pretty, you know, strong attacks like the Lebanon War, for example. But it was not the same thing as what we just recently experienced this past week. This was a real war, and now they're going to get rid of Hamas, and this is they're going to treat them like a nation state. So I predict that Israel will come out on top yet again in this war. In many different ways. One is that Hamas will be completely pulverized. It will not exist anymore. Second, Gaza will no longer be a threat. It may be completely obliterated, as far as I know. I hope that's the case. And third, it will improve the army and will see, again, weaknesses in the army to never let this happen again. to always have backup upon backup upon backup. That was the mistake here, but nevertheless, you know, our enemies are very, very devious and have all sorts of plans. And anyway, Israel will come out on top on all this. It'll be interesting to see. One of the biggest mistakes of Arik Sharon, and this leads to the other point that you were talking about giving land back, Joe, is that in 2005, Arik Sharon gave back, when he was prime minister, he gave back Gaza to the Palestinians. And they unilaterally withdrew, without any concessions on the part of the Palestinians, they unilaterally withdrew from Gaza. And everyone advising Sharon, including my father, who was a big advisor to Sharon, my father and Sharon were very good friends, said, look, if you do this, then the Palestinians will just use this as a terror base, and we will have less transparency into Gaza, and they'll be able to launch attacks much more close and much more dangerously. And he kind of poo-pooed them and said, look, the economy, we can't afford this. It's too expensive. You know, I understand about expenses, but we've had, this is now the fifth war, the fifth incursion and a fifth confrontation that we've had with Hamas since 2005. And that's a lot of wars in such a short period of time. So, and this one being, of course, the biggest one and the most gruesome one and the most horrific one. But we've got to do something. And now we might have to retake Gaza. That might be the right thing to do.
Yeah, I think it's time for, you know, not only just decisive action, but more permanent action, if you would. But Barak, do a little history lesson, because, you know, you see these young people. Two things I think are hilarious, right? You got young people out there protesting and calling Israel the occupiers, like Israel just simply went in there, took the land because they have a stronger military, end of discussion. It, almost like the UN didn't exist in any part of this. Number two, which I really like,
right,
is, and again, I'm not being flippant. I just find this totally amazing. You have the LGBTQ for Palestine. And I'm going, do you guys understand if you had those same signs and tried to live the same lifestyle under the Palestinians, you'd be dead. You wouldn't be walking anywhere. There'd be no protests.
Yeah. You would be gruesomely dead. You'd be hanging for some building and tortured first and maybe even set afire. They don't have any respect for any alternative lifestyle. I mean, Ahmadinejad famously said, when he was asked about what the gay population was like in Iran, when he visited Columbia University, and he said, there are no gays in Iran. And everyone laughed at him. Do you remember that?
Because, yeah.
But they really, that's the contempt they have for gays. And he said it as if it was a good thing that there are no gays, and that somehow the society was better with that, having gays in it. That's what was so laughable in many ways. I mean, there are plenty of gays, of course, in every country. Anyway, it was insane. And this is the contempt that they have. This is the kind of people we're dealing with. So that's one thing, the LGBTQ thing. Then you asked about the kind of a little bit of the history and the Israel's right to not only exist, but also has the right to the land and has more right to the land of Israel than any other people. They have been there consistently for 2,000 years. The only government that have existed in what is now Israel, modern Israel, have been Jewish governments. That's it. There's been no other, you know, people that properly claimed the right to be as a separate country. There have been occupiers, like the Turkish Empire, the Ottoman Empire, like the British Empire, but that, and to and of course the Roman Empire, but as a country, as a self-governing country, the only people were the Jews, only. And people have been in Israel, have been settling in Israel as a people for literally 2,000 years, even after the diaspora. So the diaspora means anything that happened after the Bar Kokhba revolt in the year 70 AD, after which the Romans dispersed all the Jews and basically made sure that they would never come back, and also called the land Palestine.
Right.
It's a Latin word for Philistine. So it's the land of the Philistines, as an incredible insult to the Jews, to give the land to the enemies. Now, the Philistines are not necessarily the same people as the Palestinians of today, but nevertheless, that's what they call themselves, the Palestinians. I don't know that they would want to associate themselves with the Philistines, but there you go. So it's always been Israel's right, and always the Jews who have been there. There's no other people that have the right to claim ownership, as it were, of the land of Israel, other than the Israelites. I guess you can make an argument for the Canaanites, but that's a different
story. Well, that's partly the road I was going to go down with you from a biblical standpoint. Again, those two, they cannot live in peace. They will always be at each other's throats, won't they?
You mean the Israelis and the Palestinians?
Yes.
Yeah, that is true. Look, I mean, one of the lesser-known facts about the Middle East is that Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East, the only one.
Yep.
They have other facsimiles of it. Yes, you know, the Gaza, they had an election here. The West Bank had an election there. That's not an election. Does not a democracy make? Right. You have to have the rule of law. You have to balance of powers. You have to have no corruption. There's a lot of things that have to happen to have what we consider to be a democracy, or at least a republic, and they don't have that. These are dictatorships. Israel, by contrast, is indeed a democracy as we know and love it, and it's the only one there. So, look, you can see it as a conflict between two warring religions. Yes. You can see it as a conflict of poor versus rich. Yes. Those things are not true. In reality, they are not the real conflict. The real conflict is that Israel is the only democracy there. It's an easy scapegoat. Because they're Jews, there's a narrative out there that's a false narrative, saying that the Jews overtook their land. It was never their land. There were not Palestinians before in this place. It's all a fabrication. It was all fabricated in the 60s. And the Israelis have that right. So, anyway, it's democracy versus non-democracy. Dictatorships have to always have a scapegoat, always have to have an enemy. North Korea does that with South Korea, right? China does it with so many of the rest of the world, and so on. But two democracies have never fought each other in the history of the world. Do you know that? No,
I wasn't. Never, I really hadn't given it much thought, frankly.
Never in the history of the world have two democracies ever fought each other. And that means a lot, because it begs the question, why? Why is that true? Because the first order of business of a democracy is prosperity. And if you don't deliver prosperity to your people, you get voted out.
You're done.
Right?
All right, we got to go for a quick break. Don't go far, people. A lot more Barack will return. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
God, what trouble I'd be if I left the mic hot during the break, huh? What do you think? Anyhow. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Thanks for being with me. If you want to send me an email, you can send it to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Barack Lori joins me. I always love when I have him on the show, but time's always too short. He's an author and attorney. And you got to pick up, first of all, before we get into all this other conversation, because we'll run out of time, let's talk about your books, where people can get them. And yes, people, you have Christmas is coming. They make great gifts.
Thank you, Joe. That's great. I appreciate that. My latest book is Keeping the Kids All Right, How to Prevent Your Kids from Going Woke Without Homeschooling Them. And it's doing really well, Joe. I'm very proud of it.
Good.
And this is a different book. It's a how-to book for change. And it's about 170 pages, fairly short, fairly easy to read, a lot of fun. But it really addresses the growing concern that I have, and I think a lot of your listeners have, that their kids suddenly turn against them. They decide that they should be woke as well. And all of a sudden, the kids that you thought were going to be a good Christian or, you know, Jewish loving, God loving America children, suddenly they stand for everything against what you believe. It's a very bizarre turnabout. So to me, that would be devastating. I know that would be for you too, Joe.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, your kids are not even talking to you because, God forbid, you voted for Trump or anybody Republican. And so they decide who is a reasonable Republican for you. They get to vote for crazies like Obama and Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden.
Because they're open-minded, Barack. They're open-minded. Yeah. They're accepting. And,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And your God says, don't do stuff.
Yeah. But how do you prevent this from happening? You know, that's the key.
Yeah.
And I think I've got the secret sauce and the recipe, as it were. And it's really quite straightforward. You talk to your kids way ahead of time. You get ahead of the issues. You don't wait for the issues to happen to you. You get ahead of them. And you laugh at them. And you have a great time with them. And you know what? It's easy. It's super easy, Joe. But you do have to do it. You know, it's like a little bit of exercise. If you did 10 push-ups a day and 10 sit-ups a day, you know, you'd be okay health-wise. But a lot of people don't even do that. So then they're so surprised that they're not healthy. Well, the same thing here. Talk to your kids about God and how obvious God is and how God clearly created the universe and how crazy it is to think that somehow everything that we see around us just kind of came by itself, right? Kids love the absurd. So play with that. Use that. And then laugh at it. You know, I as an example, for example, one of my kids, the room was really messy. And my wife said, oh, come on, you know, Max, you got to clean up the room. And I said, what are you talking about, Stacey? You know, just wait 2 billion years and the room will clean itself. Right? So, but I go through the issues. Global warming, of course. I talk about transgender madness and America being a fantastic country. That's what I talk about. And it's so easy. And kids want to love their country. Remember this. They want to love their country. A boy loves being a boy. A girl loves being a girl.
Oh yeah.
Play up on that. Yeah.
But Barack, let me throw a pseudo semi curveball at you. You know, you think of the shades of the day. Think of the shades of the days of Hitler, where our kids are being taught not only to loathe the country, which is not what Hitler did in essence, but loathe your parents. Don't trust your parents. Don't listen to them. There are more and more kids that are turning on their parents these days and shutting them out totally. Yep. Than I mean, I was mad at my parents. I never shut them out, though.
Yeah, I know. This is a very daunting new time in America. But the good news is you can get ahead of that, too, right?
Yep.
So you say, look, you know, some teachers may say, hey, don't tell your parents or your parents are wrong about this. What do you think about that, Charlie? Charlie will say, that's not right. And say, I think you're right, Charlie. And they'll be proud because they'll be able to stand up to their teachers. They're happy to stand up to their teachers, believe me. And you teach them about the wonders of God, the wonders of America, the wonders of being a boy and a girl, and that evolution is a nonsensical concept, and the global warming is ridiculous. They love it. They love talking about these things. So anyway, my main mission, Joe, in this book, you know those Hurricane Hunter planes that go through hurricanes and they're not phased at all?
Right.
Right?
Yep.
That's what I want. I want your kid to be like that Hurricane Hunter plane, to go through any kind of storm and come out of it laughing and laughing at everything around it. That's the way you can do it. My kids, they're, you know, who knows what college they're going to go to. They're probably going to end up at Stanford or Yale. They're very smart kids. But I'm not worried about them in terms of them converting because they're surrounded by a bunch of liberals. I'm not worried about that at all. On the contrary, they're going to be calling up all the time laughing about what was said by this professor or that lecture and how they just totally, punked them in the end. That is what I'm expecting to see. It's going to happen.
You'll find this, like, quick story you'll find amusing, which is my oldest daughter, when she was in high school, she came home at one point. She was very upset because she was taking a science test, and she looked at me and she goes, you know I don't believe any of this stuff. And they were going through revolution. And I said, okay, all right. She said, but I have to pass this course. And I said, okay, all right. So here's how I can support you. Here's how I can help you. At the beginning of every answer, you put down, according to the book. That's all I want you to do. According to the book, this. According to the book, that, so if the teacher gives you a hard time, I can stick up for you. And she did.
Wonderful.
And the teacher thought she was being a smart butt, but she still aced the test. So,
right. Oh, that's great. That is fantastic. So they have no choice at this point. And look, this is actually a healthy thing because it teaches your kids to engage in critical thinking. Be a little cynical at the same time. There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
That's going to serve their purposes in their future really, really well. I think it's going to be just a great thing to do. Yeah, so that's why I call it keeping the kids all right. And I think, it plays off. That's the Who song, right? The kids all right.
Yeah,
well,
yes.
I want to keep the kids all right.
Barack, we're getting a little off tangent here. I have these conversations. Actually, I've got a teen psychologist on the show on a regular basis. And she says the biggest problem she has when they come into her office and she's dealing with them and talking with the parents is the parents. They don't want to be parents anymore. They want to be their kid's friend. They think if they're not their kid's friend, the kid won't tell them what's going on in their life. And it's not true. Your kids want you to be parents. Right?
That's
they
right.
want you to set the guidelines up, don't they?
Joe, what you said is maybe the most important thing that we've talked about tonight. And we talked about a lot of important things. But what you just said is so critical. Don't be a friend to your child. Be his parent. That's what he's expecting for you. And ironically, he will like you less if you try to be his friend. He will not respect you.
He
wants you to be the parent. Give him the guidelines and show him the way the world really works. That's your job. And he will love you for it and always respect you for it. So, and then he'll listen to you and then you'll be good to go. It's all ironic, but that's the way it is.
I love the fact that, when years go, your kids aren't this old yet. Mine are becoming ancient quickly in front of my eyes. but they will tell me they knew that when they came here for whatever, they had something going on in their lives. I said, look, I knew I had to put up with a 10-minute lecture, but I knew you wouldn't jerk me around. I knew you would tell me the truth.
Right.
And
that
meant more to me as I got older, because they knew where the safe, their quote-unquote safe space was. I wasn't going to cover for them, but they could come in here and I would help them work through things, but they had to do the work. That's the one thing I never did for them. I never did it for them. I made them work through it.
It's a great approach, and your kids will be okay. But if you teach them how to be resolute, how to be independent, and how to question things, you'll be far better off than if you do everything for them. You're not doing your kids any favors by doing that. Let them learn their own mistakes, be responsible for their own actions, and they will love you for it, and they'll be great human beings later on.
Yeah, and it's true, and it's okay. A lot of parents I talk to being on the school board, you hear them come in. They don't want their kids to suffer like they did, or I don't know what kind of suffering they did, but, they don't want to go through the same adversity. There's nothing wrong with that. Let them go through it when they're young, while you're there with them in case they take that final step off the cliff. You're there to help them or support them, but let them go through it. Let them make that phone call to the store where they stole a candy bar or something. Let them suffer that out at a young age.
That's right.
All right, we're gonna get your books, and you got, listen, I know you want to talk about the very new one, but man, Atheism Kills, the Sex Rope, I mean, you got some great books on Amazon.
thank you. Yeah, Atheism Kills, Atheism Destroys, Rise of the Sex Machines, about the destruction of relationships.
I'm going to say, it's not a porn book, people. Don't worry about it.
No, not at all. No, it's about the destruction of relationships and how people are no longer seeing themselves as autonomous human beings. They're seeing themselves as autonomous automatons.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the latest one, Keeping the Kids All Right, which I'm proud of them all, and this one is doing very well. I always get worried when it gets sent out for publication, will this be received well? But they all get received well, and this one is really great. I mean, I'm getting so many wonderful comments. So.
Glad to hear it. Okay, so I'll tell you what I'll do, people. The 20th email I get to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, you will get a copy of his newest book. And
wonderful.
I'll squeeze it out of him. Don't worry about it. Anyway, Barack, always a pleasure. God bless. Keep doing what you're doing. Thank you so much. And we'll catch up with
you. Joe, thank you.
Yep.
Will do. Thanks.
All right, people. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Mussini Show. You still there?
Get your copies.